When Daimler-Benz and Chrysler Corporation merged their operations last year, it was described as a marriage of equals. But today, less than a year after the creation of Daimler-Chrysler, a management shakeup was announced. Among the changes, the resignation of a top American executive. The moves have U.S.-based analysts wondering if the so-called marriage of equals is evolving into a partnership dominated by Daimler. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
When Daimler-Chrysler was formed, it had two corporate headquarters, one in Stuttgart, Germany, and the other in the Detroit suburb of Auburn Hills, Michigan. It also had co-chairmen, Daimler's Jürgen Schramp and Chrysler's Bob Eaton. Eaton has always said he'll retire in a year or two, eventually leaving Schramp as the sole chairman. But it had been widely thought that another American-based executive, Daimler-Chrysler president Thomas Stallkamp, would eventually become the number two man at the company. Today, however, it was announced that Stallkamp will resign, having lost his seat in a streamlining of Daimler-Chrysler's board of directors. Analysts have said this is the latest move by Jürgen Schramp to consolidate his own power and eliminate any potential rivals. Stallkamp, in a statement released today, says no, he's leaving on good terms. But Mike Robinette of CSM Worldwide says it's hard to fathom why a man of Stallkamp's talents and age, he's just 53, would walk away.
Tom Stallkamp was certainly one of the bright lights over at the organization. He's well known within the industry for having strong supplier contacts and certainly a visionary with respect to relations between suppliers and the vehicle manufacturers.
Neither Schramp or Stallkamp gave interviews today, but company co-chairman Bob Eaton, speaking to reporters via conference call, was asked if Stallkamp's departure and today's shrinking of the board of directors is another sign that this is increasingly a company where the real power is situated in Stuttgart rather than Auburn Hills.
I don't look at it that way at all. First of all, you know, this is a merger of equally strong companies. The operations in Auburn Hills continue to be roughly half of the revenue and half of the profitability, and we think this is going to let us grow and grow faster than we could otherwise.
But analyst Mike Robinette points out that most of the leading Chrysler executives who helped turn that company's fortunes around in the early 1990s are now gone.
We really have to look at what Daimler Chrysler wants to be in the future. Do they want to be a German company with an American outpost, or do they truly want to be an international company that has strong operations in all parts of the world? And it's a decision that's going to have to be made very quickly.
U.S. investors have been cool to Daimler-Chrysler stock in recent months. Its value has dropped to an all-time low. And white-collar employees at the suburban Detroit headquarters feel that with Stallkamp gone, they've lost their leading advocate. During his teleconference today, Eaton said time will address any morale problems, especially as employees see the company moving forward and doing well. As for Wall Street, he said he couldn't make predictions there. But he adds that he thinks the market will eventually recognize these latest moves as being positive and something that will restore confidence in Daimler Chrysler. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.